You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Today we're talking about the possibility of Jesus coming back in our lifetime.
Don Hussong tells a story about a little girl who has been taught about the second coming of Jesus. She asked her mother, "Mummy, do you believe Jesus will come back?" "Yes." "Could he come back this week?" "Yes." "Today?" "Yes." "Could he come in the next hour?" "Yes." "In a few minutes?" "Yes, dear." "Mummy, would you comb my hair just in case?"
John G. McFadden tells this humorous story. We decided to let our three-year-old son record the message for our home answering machine. The rehearsals went smoothly. "Mummy and Daddy can't come to the phone right now. If you leave your name, phone number and a brief message, they'll get back to you as soon as possible." Then came the test. I pressed the record button and our son said sweetly, "Mummy and Daddy can't come to the phone right now. If you leave your name, phone number and a brief message, they'll get back to you as soon as Jesus comes."
Down through the years, people have tried to put a date on Jesus' return, but none have succeeded. Why? Because God said he and he alone knows the day. Oswald Chambers once said, "The only way to wait for the second coming is to watch what you should do."
Jeffrey Brown says, "I would like to take you, if I could, to a graphic portrayal of the Word of God in a great cathedral in Milan. Come in out of the glare of the Italian sunshine, pass through the cathedral doors, and suddenly see stretching out before you Europe's third largest cathedral, where 52 marble columns hold up the lofty octagonal dome with over 4,400 turrets and pinnacles. Statues of angels rise all about us, and the effect is one of an incomparable combination of grace and grandeur, beauty and vastness."
Up front, behind the altar, like a window opening out of heaven, is one of the largest stained glass windows in the world. Depicted here is not an Old Testament scene. That stained glass window does not depict the resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord, nor his crucifixion or ascension. With tremendous imagery, the window depicts the triumph of Jesus Christ the Lord.
The afternoon sun strains in, turning the window into a sea of glass mingled with fire. You see the vials being outpoured, the trumpets, Michael and the angels in battle against the dragon, the great angel with the rainbow upon his head and one foot upon the earth and the other upon heaven, declaring the name of him who lives forever and ever. That time should be no longer. Bound with a chain, Satan is thrown into the bottomless pit at last. The great white throne glows in the sunlight.
Most impressive of all is the great white horse. Upon the horse sits a still greater rider with the armies of heaven behind him. He comes to set everything straight at last for every one of us who has hoped in him, and for everyone who has been subjected to the pain and prejudice of living for Jesus Christ in a world seemingly gone mad.
The Bible says, "Our brothers and sisters, we want you to know the truth about those who have died so that you will not be sad, as are those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in him."
And it continues to say this, "What we are teaching you now is the Lord's teaching. We who are alive on the day the Lord comes will not go ahead of those who have died. There will be a shout of command, the archangel's voice, the sound of God's trumpet, and the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died believing in Christ will rise to life first. Then we who are living at that time will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord." So then, encourage one another with these words.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101, Moorebank, New South Wales 2170.